I think I love this little life. Ooh, this little life. Wagwan, so. How are you feeling? Are you guys Gucci? Because I'm Gucci. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Welcome to another episode. Anyway, this is episode 124, and I am your host, Awino Awiti. How are you feeling, guys, by the way? Hope mukofiri, because I don't know, I hope that intro is convincing enough, because I feel like my energy is kind of low. But once I pick the mic, whether before I pick the mic, my energy is like, yeah, I don't feel like recording today. But the moment I speak on the mic, I don't know where the energy comes from. That's why even someone was telling me the other day, when I was talking to someone on the phone, and he was telling me that, you sound so different from your podcast. Like on the podcast, you're so vibrant. You're so energetic. But sometimes when you talk to me on the phone, I don't know. It's because I hate calls. I think I should have told you that. But I think when you call me, honestly, I'm not a call person. I hate calls. I prefer messages. If it's something that you can text me, please text. Like calling me should be the last resort. unless it's an emergency, it's do or die. But yeah, I'm kidding. But I prefer messages. So yeah, I was saying how, like, when my energy was kind of low today, I'm feeling so cold. And then I was like, I don't feel like recording today because it's currently 4:40 a.m. Yeah, it's me and my crazy recording hours against the world. So, but when I immediately clicked on record, I just felt energized. So, yeah, I feel like, I was meant to do this. So, today's episode is a bit different because it's a bit unplanned for, not different per se, but it's something like, I don't know, it's just a random fun topic, something I've never done over here before. So today I'm just here to remind you how life is beautiful. Actually, life is so beautiful. Like, yo, there's some things that just happen, like moments that just happen, and then it just hits me like, yo, life is so beautiful. It's crazy. And I feel like we should really acknowledge how life is beautiful instead of just always acknowledging how life is short, how we're just here for a short while, how we have no time, how life is mysterious, how life is not fair. I feel like we need to talk more about how life is so beautiful, how life is so precious, how there are many moments in life that just remind us, like, yo, I'm glad I'm alive. I'm glad I get to experience this life. Like, this month of June actually has started, like, on a high note. It's been just full of good news, concert number one, because there have been holidays left, right, and center. Until you're even saying, Mungu jamani, bariki wengine sasa. Bariki hata watu wa Tanzania. Because, you know, this June has started on a high note. It's like, it's just started well with the month of full of good vibes, because the holidays, a shout out to our Islam brothers and sisters. I don't know, that first June was Madaraka Day, and then the other day, Friday, was, I don't know, Eid al-Adha. It was a Muslim holiday. And then I was scrolling on TikTok today, and I saw that, like, niliona fununu mahali eti kunaweza kuwa na holiday tena this coming Tuesday. So I was like, Mungu jamani, bariki wengine. Utatuwa na baraka. So I don't know if it's true, it's yet to be confirmed, but I'm just like thinking those little things just remind you how life is beautiful. Because I know how we get excited when there's a national holiday. That means you get to sleep in. Like people say, by the way, the night before the holiday, that's where it's at. That's where there's that excitement. When that feeling when you go to bed and just in your head, you're like, tomorrow I don't get to wake up to go anywhere. Oh, that just reminds you how life is so beautiful. Those little things, that feeling of looking forward to something just reminds you how life is beautiful. So today I have come here with a list to remind you guys how life is beautiful. And I hope you make a list. Like, it's good to just Have those beautiful reminders. If you experience those moments, just remind yourself, oh God, this life is beautiful. Thank you for keeping me alive to experience this life. I'm so grateful. Like, yeah, that is something we need to do, man. Because a grateful heart, like, there's a lot of things happen. Things, a lot of doors open. I think once you have that grateful heart, it opens doors for more and big things to happen. So have here at least 10 reminders that life is beautiful. Number one, the first thing that happens to me, and I just remind myself, like, oh God, life is so beautiful. I think I love this life. Ooh, this life. So the first thing is waking up to a new day of possibilities. That feeling when you get out of your bed, you're going out to chase the bug, and you're like, oh, maybe today is a new day. Today is a new day for new opportunities. Today is a second chance to try again. That feeling itself, being able to get out of bed, being able to see another day, yo, to me, that is like a blessing. To me, that I consider that something that makes my life so beautiful, that I get to wake up, and especially if you get to wake up and have somewhere to go, like a job where you get your income, you get to do something, like you get to do something with your life. That is such an underrated blessing. You need to remind yourself that I'm grateful for this opportunity, and oh, life is beautiful. I get to do something with my life. Ah, that's beautiful. Another reminder that life is beautiful is the comfort of your own bed. Sometimes I'm out there at work, dealing with life, dealing with everyone, and then I just remind myself, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna go home and cozy up in my warm bed, especially if my bed is freshly made. I have a new clean pair of sheets on my bed. Oh, that feeling. It's priceless. I just remind myself, it keeps me going. That feeling of I'm going back home to my bed, to hug my pillow, to sleep in a cozy bed sheet. Oh, that alone is a reminder that life is beautiful. Because personally, I love sleeping. I don't know about you, but one thing about me, I will sleep. I can sleep even for 10 hours. So that feeling that I get to go home and sleep at the comfort of my own bed, sleep however I want, that is a reminder that life is beautiful to me. I don't know about you, but to me, that itself is a blessing. It's a blessing on its own. So another reminder that life is beautiful to me is the smell or the excitement of cooking your favorite meal. Like that feeling that, okay, today I want to prepare something nice for myself. Like that's one love language I do to myself. I do for myself, like cooking my favorite meals, trying out new recipes. Because I think I've realized that I love cooking, actually. Since I started, like nowadays, it's been long since I ordered takeout. It's been long. It's been so long. Because I enjoy cooking for myself. I enjoy trying new recipes. So that feeling when you're in your house, music is playing in the background, your favorite music is playing in the background, and then your favorite meal is cooking slowly on the gas. Oh, that itself is that. What's more beautiful than that? Honestly, that feeling is just like that. Those moments, I'm just in the house listening to music, cooking, and then I'm like, oh, this life. I love this life. God, like it's so peaceful. I love it here. So that to me is a reminder that. Man, life is beautiful. It's the little things. It's the details. The little details. Another reminder to me that another thing that reminds me that life is beautiful is watching a live concert, going out, watching a live concert and just dancing like no one's watching, like no one knows me over here. No one knows me. I'm just here to have fun. Those moments, I'm just always like the other day. On Saturday, 2 days ago, I went to attend my favorite. I've declared that my favorite festival in Nairobi. I'm yet to attend more. I'll attend more, and if it beats it, I might know. So I've currently, according to the number of concerts I've attended, I can say Nairobi Street Food Festival is my favorite country festival. It's my favorite festival in Nairobi currently. For number one, because I love food. I'm a foodie, and that festival is entirely about food and what more, what brings people together more than food, because you know that event is like good vibes, and then it's like it's nothing serious, it's my perfect crowd. Like, I just love that festival. I was there on Saturday again for the second time, and I had a blast. I ate different types of food, I danced, I met a lot of new people, I met friends. That those things, those moments, may just remind me that life is beautiful. That's being able to go there, have fun, and experience new things, adventures. That to me, that is like so nice. That is so beautiful. So those things just mean that this life, these things are here for us. They're just here to, like, they make life worth living, man. They make life worth living. Another reminder to me that life is beautiful is achieving something you've worked so hard for. Have you ever worked so hard, and then finally something that you've been working hard towards? Ijipe, hey. Ijipe to any vitu zako zenye ulikuwa umeplan to, any ijipe to something just goes as planned, and then you achieve something that you've been working so hard for. Oh, that feeling just makes you feel like, oh wow, life is good. Like, I did this, I went hard on this, and it actually turned out so well. Like, wow, it gives you the psych, inakupa psych to live, to just kuendelea kuishi. So that, just that feeling, first I experienced that was I started the episode saying how June is really like a special month. It's like it has started on a high note for me, because in this June I got my first paid partnership, like real. I think the other brands I've been working for have been small, like, you know, like my first big paid partnership. Yeah, that's the right word. And it was, I didn't even know that brand like was gonna pay me that money we talked about. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I always see how these people, other content creators, get to work with brands, and I never actually thought that I would ever work with one. I don't know why. I never pictured myself. I pictured myself, but I never actually thought it will come to realization. It will come true. You know, like, I never thought. So achieving something you've worked hard for, because I created content for a long time, and then starting to work with this brand and then getting paid. You know, you can work with a brand and then getting paid is another issue, especially some brands can show you shaggy out here. You'll work for them and then they won't pay you. So just being able to be paid for something I love doing, creating content, that was like something so nice to me. It happened, and I was like, when I got that, I was like, wow, I love it here. I love this life where I get to be paid to do something that I love, and it's something I've been working so hard towards. That was like such a beautiful reminder. Like, it just reminded me that, I need to keep going. They're gonna keep coming. So yeah, achieving something you really worked hard for just reminds you how life is so beautiful, and that there's hope for another day. Like, if you don't make it today, tomorrow there's another chance. Tomorrow is another day. So yeah, that happened to me earlier this week, and I was so happy. And even they're planning to send me merchandise. What? Me? Yeah, that is crazy. They're planning to send me like merchandise. Like, yo, I'm always watching my favorite YouTubers experience all these things. How I got PR from this brand, they sent me this. I'm like, yo, must be nice. I never thought for a second that I'll be among those people. I'll experience something like this, man. Life is beautiful. Another reminder that life is beautiful is music. Oh my god. Music. What will we do without music? What will I do without music? Music is everything, man. Music is everything. I can say that music makes up, should I say, 60% of my life, of everything I'm going through. You can know You can know everything I'm going through the music I'm currently listening to. You can know what's in my head, what's my vibe, what's my energy with the kind of music I'm currently vibing to. Like, music is everything. Music keeps my memories. Like, there are moments I remember in this life. I can't really remember the place that something happened, who I was with, but most definitely I will remember the music I was listening to. That, it takes you back to the memories. Like, oh, what will I do with that? What will you do with those music? So music, sometimes I just listen to my favorite song, my favorite artist. I'm like, oh, what? Like, thank you, God, for creating such a beautiful artist. Like, this artist makes life so, this music makes life so beautiful, worth living. Like, music is the food for the soul. They were right when they say that, man. Music is the food for the soul. So yeah, music really reminds me. Sometimes I'm just listening to my favorite music, I'm just listening to something I love. I'm like, what were they thinking when they were writing this song? So music, honestly, for me, music reminds me that life is so beautiful, that you get to experience all these artists. And to think that there are a lot of artists still coming up, and that means there's a lot of music still coming out, and you still get to listen to music from the past. Oh, what a life. What a blessing. Okay, another reminder to me that life is beautiful is becoming who you were meant to be. Becoming who you are meant to be. Yani, you get to a point in your life where you're like, yeah, I feel like I'm supposed to be here. I feel like I'm on the right track. I feel like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I'm meant to be doing. I feel like I'm on the right track. Like, I'm doing well. Like, yeah, this is who I am. I feel like myself again. Ah, now when you start feeling that way, just... That's the best feeling, honestly. Like, getting back to yourself. Finding yourself and getting back to yourself and feeling like you belong. And then feeling like you're on the right track. There's nothing as good and as fulfilling as feeling, becoming who you're meant to be and feeling like, yes, you're supposed to be here. Yes, I am meant to be here. Yes, this is who I am. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. That feeling, because I feel like once you have that figured out, that solves almost 80% of your problems. You know what you want. You know where you want to go. You know who you want to associate yourself with. Yeah, that solves 80% of your problems. So just becoming that journey, it's not a destination. Yeah, it's not a destination. So that journey of becoming who you're meant to be, it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Another reminder that life is beautiful. Slow mornings, definitely. I think that falls under small, slow mornings and just that feeling of waking up, going to bed and knowing that you don't have to go. Like, you have a to rest. Like, you don't have to go anywhere. You just feel like you have... Oh, I almost forgot. Another reminder that life is beautiful is... a hot shower after a long day, and then you just step into your shower, and then you have your favorite music playing in the background, and then you just get to sing in the shower along with the music. Like, what's more beautiful than that? Tell me. I'll wait. Like, you after a tiresome day, and then you just go to your shower. I feel like a hot shower just washes all the tiredness away, all the fatigue. It goes with it. Just that. And then the music is playing in the background. And then you just get to sing along. Like, there's nothing as good as singing in the shower. It's so nice. Off tune especially. So to me, that makes life beautiful to me. That makes... Like, I think for the past month, actually, my socket, my hot shower socket, actually, it's spoiled. I don't know. It's spoiled. So like, for the past 3 weeks, I've not been having a hot shower, because the problem is I had not had time to get someone to fix it. Because in the morning I'm out, I'm going to work, and then I get back home, I go to school. Yeah, I get back home, really late, so I can't really get some another time to fix it. So for the past three weeks to a month, I've not been having a hot shower in my house. So I've been like so stressed, it's been so boring. But now I got it fixed, and I've been so happy. Like, I'm just excited to come back home, because I know I'm going to go to my hot shower, and just, yeah, it's going to wash off the fatigue. So that to me is like, it makes life beautiful. Like, just anticipating that, having to, like, it's the little things. So yeah, I think those are everything. But this is just like a random episode to remind you guys, man, life is beautiful. Don't focus on the other part, like all the bad part about life. People say, see, life is not fair. Life is not fair. In this life, you're alone. Like, life is also beautiful. Let's take a look at this life in the positive way for once, man. It's beautiful. The fact that we are here in this generation, especially living in these times, like, it's so beautiful to me. Living in these times, in this generation. Times have changed. It's beautiful. Like, you get access to a lot of information. You can be whoever you want to be. That's beautiful to me, man. That's beautiful to me. So yeah, I just wanted to create this is my list, but you are free. Feel free, by the way, to create your list. I'll encourage you to create at least 10 things that remind you that life is beautiful. So that when you experience them, you're like, you just be in that moment, you're like, oh. Wow, life is good. Life is beautiful. And trust me, once you start being that grateful, you will just be surprised how your life is going to be more beautiful and more beautiful and more beautiful and more beautiful. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to have to love and leave you over here. I'm so sleepy and I'm so tired. I just have to edit this episode before I go to bed. So make sure to listen and also share with your friends and family. Also, rate the pod if you like it by the end. And yeah, I'll see you on, when will I see you again? I'll see you on Friday. Adios.